Good morning, a Wednesday morning, a special Wednesday morning at that. We're with Judy Patrick, editor of the Daily Gazette. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning, David. You're going to make me cry.
Well, I'm not going to try to cry. I'll hold back as much as I can, but what a pleasure it has been to be with you each Wednesday on our airwaves to talk about the news of the day and, of course, what the Daily Gazette is reporting on. And now you are leaving the news industry, at least for now, retiring for the moment, taking a break. And what are we going to do on Wednesday mornings when I don't get to talk to Judy Patrick?
Yeah, you know, I will send you an email next Wednesday and tell you what I'm doing first thing in the morning without my David Gustina.
Well, hopefully it's in your bathrobe and a cup of coffee and relaxing and reading somebody else's work in the news. We will certainly miss you, and I know from time to time you'll be joining us on the Media Project, but thank you so much for all you've done for us in reporting each week the news from the region.
You are certainly welcome, David.
Well, let's continue that, at least for today, and that has to do with two of New York's non-Indian casinos are asking the state for financial help. It includes Rivers Casino and Resort in Schenectady and the Del Lago Resort Casino in Seneca County.
Yeah, both are making their cases with state lawmakers as negotiations for the new state budget wind down the final hours in Albany. Details on the request are kind of elusive, and given the secretive nature of deal-making in the capital, quite possibly subject to change or outright rejection. But both casinos' performances have fallen well short of projections offered when backers were trying to sell their proposals to the state and when New York voters were being asked to approve legalized casino gambling. Rivers, for example, projected tax payments of about $69 million to $86 million during its first year, but they actually paid about $45 million. Meanwhile, Rivers' general manager departed in November, and Del Lago's general manager announced Tuesday he would be leaving at the end of this week. So we asked around trying to find information about what exactly the casinos were asking for. We found the information with Phil Steck, the assemblyman from County. He told us that in summary, Rivers is seeking a 10% reduction in the amount of money it pays the state to spend instead on marketing. They say that will increase their revenue. They're also seeking an end to payments Rivers is required to make to the Saratoga Casino Hotel to make up for revenue shortfalls in Saratoga. An official with Saratoga said that's inaccurate. Talk to Jim Featherstone-Hahn, he's part owner of the Saratoga operation. He said the situation is unfolding as much as he expected it would when the state authorized construction of this full-service casino so close to Saratoga. He says they've seen a 25% reduction in revenue up there. He says, you know, he doesn't know what's going to happen at the state legislature, but he says it'll be probably 18 months before the financial picture stabilizes for the two Capital Region gambling facilities, by which he means Saratoga and Rivers. So stay tuned.
Stay tuned is right. We'll keep our eyes on that situation. We've been speaking with Judy Patrick for the last time on a Wednesday morning. As she moves on, we'll hear from time to time on the Media Project. But again, Judy, we so appreciate your contributions to the program in the morning and how valuable they've been. Of course, people can continue to read any of these stories at dailygazette.com. Boy, are we going to miss Judy.
Yeah, and I will definitely stay tuned to WAMC.